2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The canyon roads are expected to be full again today as a lot of you make your way out of town into the woods for the first holiday of summer.
KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has an update from the Wasatch Cache National Forest.
It may not surprise you that forests have been more crowded in recent years. Assistant Supervisor for the Uinta Wasatch Cache National Forest, Chad Hudson, says it's significant.
You know, over the last few years, we've seen about 150% increase in our developed sites, our campgrounds, and up to 400% on our trails. So every year seems to increase. Don't see why that trend would change.
Hudson says there's still a good amount of snow and mud at high elevations and that people should be prepared if they're heading in that direction. They should also watch for fast-running rivers and streams. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
The holiday rush will start picking up this morning after the around the country, as people look to get out of town.
It feels good to get out.
More than 50 million Americans are expected to hit the roads and skies this weekend, with nearly everyone paying more for fuel and airfare.
It's insane. I've never seen prices this high before.
If you're flying instead of driving, expect big crowds and long lines.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
Dry conditions are making it more likely you'll encounter a black bear if you head to the mountains this holiday weekend. More from KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Experts are saying the likelihood of a run-in with a bear is higher thanks in part to the drought's effect on vegetation, which makes up 90% of the bear's diet.
So anytime that kind of food supply decreases, bears will often kind of look more broadly for other food sources.
Faith Eaton Jolly, public information officer with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, says this will make bears more likely to get into things like people's trash, pet food, and bird feeders. But there are things homeowners can do to prevent this.
We are recommending us to kind of remove any of those potential food sources, securing your trash cans at night, things like that.
For more tips on how to prepare for black bears, you can visit wildlife.utah.gov. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Speaking of bears, a group of BYU engineering students may have found a way to track polar bears. Terry Bateman is the Arctic team coach at BYU and says they have been working on using aerial radar to track bears and find their dens.
The polar bear population is declining. One of the reasons that we want to detect polar bear dens is so that we can protect them. If they're putting in an ice road or an oil pipeline, we don't want them to hit a polar bear den.
The students recently returned from Churchill, Canada, and they're now compiling their data to help with conservation efforts.
Guardsman Pass is open as of just a couple of minutes ago at 7 a.m. UDOT says they're grateful for their hardworking crews who have made this happen in time for Memorial Day weekend. Officials want to remind you to obey all speed limits and only use designated parking areas along the narrow canyon road.
Drought.
A homeowner in Lehigh has lost the latest round in a battle with his homeowners association over Waterwise landscaping in his yard.
Jared Hadley's yard in Lehigh is mostly covered by gravel, but with larger rocks around the flower beds and other planting areas. His plan was to have a landscape that uses almost no water, but his homeowners association told him last night he has to rip it out and redo the landscape under their guidelines. Hadley told KSL-TV's Matt Gephardt if he could do it over again, he wouldn't.
I would not purchase a home through an HOA.
Under a new state law, cities and homeowners associations cannot prohibit xeriscaping, but the HOA says its rules are in line with Utah law. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.